Welcome to Season 3 of Meet Your Body. Let's talk about life.
Hi, I'm Jessica Vallant, a physical therapist and Pilates teacher, and I want to bring science-based knowledge, empathy, courage, support, love, and hopefully some fun to the journeys we have with our bodies. There is hope and strength in your body, and my goal is to help you find it.
Well, hello. It is so great to be back with you. We took what I didn't know would be a break from the podcast, but it just happened with life and everything. I'll catch you up. But it ended up being the perfect time to take a little break, and now we can start season 3. Here we are. Thank you so much for listening. I didn't know where this podcast would go when we first started it, I guess a year and a half ago now. I just knew I wanted a place that I could talk to you a little bit more than what the workout videos allowed, and we could share stories and kind of dive into deeper conversations. And so thank you again for being here. If you haven't already, I would love for you to rate and review the podcast. It's a little bit different procedure on every platform, but you can typically find a space that you can rate it, like a star rating, and you can write a review, and that helps us so much. And then you can also subscribe to the podcast or follow along to make sure that you're always told when new episodes come out. And that definitely helps us so much on the platforms to be seen and heard. So thank you so much in advance for that. So today, I'm just going to give you a little update on kind of where I am, what life has been like. And then I want to talk about a topic that has really been on my mind a lot since I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So that happened, just to catch you up in case you're not sure what's been going on. In December last year, so December 2023, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I have another podcast episode about that, about my specific diagnosis. I have some YouTube videos. I have a breast cancer resource guide on my website. So I'll try to share things as they kind of happen. But yeah, that happened in December. I was diagnosed with DCIS. And through those other resources, you can get more information and more details if you want to get caught up, for sure. DCIS stage 0 breast cancer. The recommended treatment was a double mastectomy because the tumor was very, very large. So lumpectomy wasn't a possible treatment for me if we wanted to remove the tumor. So I had a bilateral mastectomy straight to reconstruction done 8 weeks ago. So I think 8 weeks ago. Yeah, 8 weeks ago. And so that's really been my life for the past 3 months, 3.5 months. It has been a whirlwind. It's been a fog, as I've said here before and to anyone I've talked to, that entire time of being diagnosed and figuring out treatment and seeing all the doctors was just a crazy time, and one I never thought I'd be thrust into. And then surgery happened, which I've had. This is my 5th major surgery, so I've had a few. This one was different for a lot of reasons, and I think a big part of it was the emotional aspect and the cancer diagnosis, and that you go in with a lot of questions that aren't answered right away, such as you have lymph nodes removed to be tested, and so it takes weeks. I mean, it took a month for me to see my oncologist and get those results back after surgery. So not only was I really recovering from surgery, but also waiting to find out results and what further treatment would be. So for me, I did get back results. My lymph nodes are clear. And because of the type of breast cancer it was all able to be removed during surgery. And with my lymph nodes clear, it means there is not breast cancer in the rest of my body. And so my treatment actually is just follow-up visits with the oncologist and with my surgeons for 5 years. So I'll continue to follow up, and I need to be monitored, but
I do not, unlike a lumpectomy or other procedures that need radiation sometimes or tamoxifen afterwards or medication, I don't need those things. So in that aspect, I'm very, very lucky. I'm also still deep into recovery from surgery, which even though I'm a physical therapist and I've had multiple surgeries, it still surprises me every time how slow healing feels when you're in the midst of it and when you're the one going through it. I have some side effects happening from the lymph node being removed, so I have to be really careful what I do with my arm. I am slowly getting back into the exercise that I'm allowed to do, also making sure that I am, you know, filming, but balancing the filming, meaning we are filming a lot of awesome workouts for our Complete Core Challenge, which starts April 1st in Unlimited. And they're all 10-minute videos, but we're doing about 10 of them, 10 new ones for the challenge, in addition to some that we have previously recorded. So I could typically film all of that in 2 days, and that would be realistic for me to batch them in 2 days. Right now, in my current condition, I am spreading them out over 3 weeks because I'm only doing two a day and I have to spread them out so I don't do too much. That is what I'm really working on right now. I can't do too much at once because of my arm, because of my chest, the reconstruction, the surgery, my energy levels, all of it. I'm also in the midst of some other questionable side effects that my doctor's following up on and I'm on medication for. So it's a lot. And if you've been through surgery, you know that it's just a lot. And then there's a lot of my oncologist made sure that she told me to be prepared for some delayed emotional responses that could come, because when you're diagnosed with cancer, it is very quick that you have to make a lot of decisions, that treatment is decided on, that testing is done. I mean, it was just test after test after test after meeting doctors and on the phone with insurance. You don't really have time to sit and process it all. It's happening so fast. And so I think some of that is coming or is here and kind of hits me here and there. So all of that to say, though, I am really lucky. I am absolutely one of the luckiest people in the world that it was caught. And again, if you don't know the story, it was caught on my routine mammogram. I did not have a lump. I didn't have any symptoms. It was my routine mammogram. I caught it and the biopsy confirmed it. So I am really lucky. And that's what I remember all the time, is how lucky I am to be here. And we are in the midst also of a heavy school season. This is when it gets really, really busy at school if you have younger kids, or just kids, I think all school age kids. But it starts to get really busy right now through the end of school with spring sports starting if you do that, or with activities at school, spring semester things, and finishing up the year and projects and field trips. And it was just St. Patrick's Day, and our son is in kindergarten, so they make leprechaun traps, and I help plan dances at the school, so there's a lot just of organization happening, and I think where I am, I mean, to be completely honest, I am at a place, my entire goal this year was to soak in this year with the kids. It's the 1 year that they are in the same school their entire lives, because they're so far apart in age. They're 4.5 years apart. So it's the 1 year, and I just wanted to soak it up and be at school as much as possible and do all the activities with them and just really sit in it. And this time of year coming up is one of my favorite times of year. I love the entrance into summer, you know, spring into summer and the longer days and hanging out on the playground and watching them play and talking to my friends. And I love that. And we have some other really fun, cool family stuff coming up. And like I said, we have the challenge in Unlimited. I always love our April challenge in Unlimited, which, by the way, if you want to join us, the link is below to join. It's going to be great. It's always such a good, encouraging, fun time. So I love it. And also, my challenge is that I feel like I can't participate in it the way I want. And I don't mean the challenge. I mean just life in general, all of those things. I like to really, like I said, soak things in. I like to be able to participate and always say yes. And right now, having to say no to things and having to
almost hold myself back, that's hard for me. So I have to find a balance between those two things because I definitely am not going to overdo it. I know I'm not. I think it's more that I need to mentally be okay with what I can do and with what I can give, knowing that I will heal eventually. But to just sit kind of and feel bad for myself isn't helpful either because I will miss out. So it's okay if there are certain things that I can't do, but that's hard for me. It's hard not to be able to help. It's hard to ask for help. It's hard to do all those things. So I'm taking it one day at a time, knowing that I'll get back. Sometime I will. I didn't think it was going to be fast, but somehow when you're in the midst of it, you've probably heard me say this before, when you're in the middle of something, it's hard to have perspective. You can have a little bit before a thing, and you can have a lot of perspective after a thing, but when you're in the middle of a thing, it just feels like that's all you see. It feels like that's the only reality you know. And I have enough awareness to know I'm in that right now. And so I'm really looking, I'm not looking a year in the future because I don't want to miss this present time. So I'm trying not to discount this. I'm trying to just be okay in it and look at what I can do. And yeah, and it's not always easy. And sometimes it is, honestly. Sometimes a whole day will go by and I realize, oh my gosh, I didn't have that pain that I had 4 weeks ago. So I have to hold on to those victories too, because they're definitely there. And I was able to do my very first plank since surgery the other day. It's hard, but I was able to do it. So that was exciting. So I will hang on to those victories. And my son is able to snuggle in my lap again, which he couldn't for the first 4 weeks. So I'll take that as a huge victory. And so what I want to talk about today is something that has come up a lot since my own diagnosis. And looking back, it's been a theme throughout my life, and I think it is a very common theme in health and wellness and fitness. So it's really important that we talk about it. I also want to say that it's human nature. So please don't think, if you have made these comments to me or asked questions, I completely get it, 100%, because I've done it to people too. Okay, so nothing bad. We are just going to shine some light on this idea, in health and wellness especially, that there's a reason that things happen. And let me tell you, I'm going to back up so you have some context around it. So it is absolutely human nature to find out why something happens. And there are 1,000 good reasons for that. I mean, we need scientific research. We need to know why something's happening, especially something that might be detrimental, so that we can work on preventing it in the future. I mean, that's about surviving. That is absolutely about survival of the species. So we do need that. We need cause and effect. We need to know reasons. It also can go really deep in that we just, as an individual, as a person, we sometimes feel even this deeper need that everything has a reason. Right? Everything happens for a reason. How common is that phrase? Everything happens for a reason. There's going to be a reason for this. And I 100% used to be that person too. In my early 20s, even my late teens, everything happens for a reason. Yes. And that sounds so lovely. And there are still times that I really will fall back on that. And then I was diagnosed with cancer. And I started getting a lot of questions about, okay, did you do this? I'm going to give you examples. Were you on HRT? Did you do IVF? Everyone looking for why I was diagnosed. Did you have a lump? Did you have symptoms? Had you done your mammograms? Did you miss a mammogram? 1,000 questions, which again, that is not wrong. So if you were one of those people asking me, I would have asked me too. Okay. I would have asked anyone too. I want to know those things. Because there is a benefit to knowing. I want you to know that my mammogram caught it, because it will help you. It'll help someone out there to recommit to going to have that mammogram. I want you to know that, okay? I want you to know the mammogram caught it. I also want you to know, or everyone to know, that no, I've never had HRT in my life, hormone replacement.
I had IVF, but there's absolutely no research connection between IVF and breast cancer. So nope, that wasn't it. I do not have a family history. Not a single woman in my family that I know of had breast cancer. I do not have the gene for breast cancer. I was genetically tested after I was diagnosed. I don't carry the gene. I use non-toxic skincare products. I have for 20 years. So there's only non-toxic and paraben-free. I don't wear deodorant. I actually don't wear any deodorant. Sometimes a natural one if I'm desperate, but usually I don't wear any deodorant. We use natural cleaners in our house. I eat only organic dairy and meat. So I'm not eating a lot of processed foods, and I don't eat meat that or dairy that was treated with hormones or antibiotics. I could go on and on. All of that to say, I don't fit into a paradigm of someone you would think, right? If you're just thinking service level, you would think would be diagnosed with breast cancer. And I say that to say, sometimes things just happen. Sometimes ish happens. And you very well might be in that category too. And I want to tell you that you didn't do anything wrong. That, yes, there are things that we can do, like I said, to keep ourselves as healthy as possible. And I try to do those things. I move my body every day to put those deposits into the bank account, like I've talked about. I drink water. I am actually a huge believer in supplements. I take certain supplements to help, and I see my doctors for my annual visits as needed. I see my dermatologist for my skincare check. I get my mammograms. I have my eyes checked. I get outside for vitamin D. I try to get off my phone. So all of those things can help. We know that from research. I am trying to keep myself as healthy, as independent, for as long as I can to use this body and age in a way that lets me enjoy life. That is what I try to do. And I have to believe that it is helping and that I am helping to prevent disease. And also, I have to say the bad word. I'm sorry. Shit happens. It just does sometimes. And there's no more reason than that. That if 10 people are in a room and one person has to get breast cancer, it has to be somebody. So it was me. And there, I don't see a reason for it. And I have had, when I mentioned this on Instagram, I had so many of you reach out saying, thank you. I was just told that I have a recurrence of cancer and I thought I did something wrong. Or messages like that. And I want you to know you didn't. That sometimes it just happens. And there's so much guilt that can be involved with that and so much shame and feelings of failure. And I went through that a lot with infertility. We were able to get pregnant naturally with our daughter. And then we tried and tried and tried for our second baby. And there was so much perceived judgment and so much shame. And I thought, I work in the wellness space. I talked about what a success I was because I had endometriosis and yet I was able to have our daughter naturally. Like I thought that I was a success. I thought I'd done something right. When really, maybe I was just so lucky to have her without the trials and tribulations. I don't know. Or maybe I did do something right and then my body just changed. Who knows? But for whatever reason, we could not get pregnant and I did all the things. Every natural thing you can possibly think of, I did. And then it was two rounds of IVF and being told we had a 10% chance that I got pregnant and our son is here and 6 years old and happy as can be. So yeah, I have to think that all the stuff I did to keep my body healthy helped in some way, shape, or form. But when we finally did get pregnant and IVF worked, I have to think that it might have helped some. But also, stuff just happens. I wasn't able to get pregnant on my own despite everything I tried and doing all the right things. And I wish I could go back and hug that girl who felt like such a failure. So I just wanted to comment on that. Again, not to say to ignore the cause and effect, because that is important. It's important to do everything we can to either reach our goals or to be healthy or to be here long-term for our kids or whatever it is. That's important. And also, whether you are going through something yourself or there's someone in your life going through it, just remember to have some grace and to know that sometimes stuff just happens and there isn't always a reason. There just isn't. I know people say too, you know, they're diagnosed with cancer and it ends up being a gift. And I think that's awesome. And I think, again, there's perspective on that and you can look back later in life. I will say right now, I don't have that. I don't. I'm glad I can share my story with others. I definitely have been gifted with some view of the beauty of community during this and people who've reached out to help me. And also, I would go back in a heartbeat and erase this entire diagnosis. I would. 100% would erase it and take away the surgery and take it all away if it means that mammogram would have been normal. I just would. And that's okay, because we deal with what's in front of us. We don't deal in what ifs, right? We're going to deal with what's in front of us. But just remember, again, if it's yourself or it's someone else in your life, just remember to have some grace and that things do just happen. Take the guilt away. Take the shame away. Give yourself a big hug. Say, I'm so sorry you're going through this. What can I do to help? Whether you're talking to yourself or you're talking to a loved one, that's all you need to say. I am so sorry you're going through this. I'm here for you in whatever way you need. What can I do for you today? And that's it. You can leave it right there. You don't need to offer platitudes. You don't necessarily need to fix it because you probably can't. You don't need to send research studies. You don't need to send all of the articles about treatment plans that you found. You can just be there and let them know that you're sorry and that you are there to help in whatever way, shape, or form they need. And again, please know all of this comes from just me thinking about it over the last couple months, because I know I have done the same thing. I absolutely have. And even asked myself, what did you do? What did you do wrong? What could you have changed? And sometimes there is an answer. And sometimes there isn't. And you need to be able to love yourself and say, it's okay. I don't know why it happened, but this is what I can do now. This is what I can do now. So that's what I'm focusing on, is what I can do now. Talking to you, being thankful to be here. And again, just to let you know, in my Unlimited community, that complete core challenge starts April 1st, and it is 4 weeks of workouts, 10-minute chunks, where we're working on a strong and healthy core. And the reason I chose this challenge was because that's really what I need right now as I'm recovering from surgery, and there's not a lot I can still do with my arms. So this seemed like the perfect time. So I'm going to be doing it like right alongside with you, because what I said really matters, and I'm really trying to walk that walk, is I don't know why this happened, but I'm not letting that take away from my determination to do what I can now. I'm going to take one step at a time now. And right now, that means helping my back to feel better, because it's sore lately, helping my back to feel better, helping my legs to get stronger and my core to get stronger, so that when I can start doing other things, I am ready for it. So just wanted to let you know, remind you that starts April 1st, 2024. And even if you miss this challenge, we do challenges in Unlimited a few times a year. We never, ever talk about weight or the scale. We never, ever do before and after pictures. It is never about that. We just always have a theme. Sometimes it's dumbbells. Sometimes it's hip mobility and flexibility. this is core. So it's always going to be a theme, and it's just lots of fun, and there are prizes, and we try to just motivate ourselves and encourage each other as we go through it. So I'll have the link below if you want to sign up. And thanks again for being here. I am excited for season 3 and what it brings to meet your body, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me today on Meet Your Body. If you have a moment, please consider rating and reviewing this podcast as it helps us tremendously. For more resources and workouts, you can visit my website, jessicavallantpilates.com, or find me on YouTube or Instagram at jessicavallantpilates.